At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, obviously the Yankees last night, they beat up on the Twins. They always beat up on the Twins. This was an annoying loss for them. No offense. Obviously the bullpen situation, striking again, trying to figure out who the right combination is. Yeah, I'm so done with this guy in this situation, that guy in that situation. It's all on the manager. It's all on the manager. That's why I haven't sat here and criticized Boone today or Carlos Mendoza today. It's just like I've just seen so much slop from these teams, you know, out of the bullpen, especially with the Mets starting rotation. And it's like I can't, you know, it's like one of these things where it's like you give a chef, you know, grade D ingredients. He's not going to give you a grade A meal all the time.
The thing that would concern, I'll tell you what concerns me more so with the Yankees, who's talked a lot about the Mets today, is assuming the Yankees get to the postseason, which I fully expect them to, and same with the Mets, even with how bad it's been, and I know both teams are kind of teetering right now with where they are in the wild card standings as well, but I do think both of them will get there. If you watched last night's game with the Twins, a team they always beat, and they all have owned them for years and years and years, that's the game last night, though, that reminds you of the postseason. They run up against a good pitcher. Joe Ryan last night just dominated them. I mean, at times was toying with them. He had the slider going, the fastball. He's blowing by them. It may not be the Yankees' best lineup, but you got a lot of stars in that lineup last night, and they did nothing. And the biggest issue the Yankees have had in the postseason the last several years has been they get to the playoffs, they don't hit, aside from Stanton and Soto last year for sure, and they did get to the World Series, so I don't want to make it like they never win a series, but they come up short a lot because they get shut down by good pitching. Last night was almost a microcosm of their postseason issues that they've had over the last 10 years or so, and a game like that concerns me because it was there for the taking. It's 1-1, middle innings, you're going for the sweep, you're finally feeling good about yourself. And it was 1-0, but they never built on it. They never had a threat, really, the rest of the game. At least you could make the case with the Mets, as embarrassing as last night was. And it was embarrassing. You go up 9 runs to the Nacho Alvarez and the Braves. Good Lord. But at least the Mets put some guys on and had some opportunities to kind of drive. The Yankees did it. Anytime they get a guy on, double play inning over. It was just nothing for the last 5 innings of that game. And that would concern me last night if I'm a Yankee fan from that standpoint.
Well, yes, especially when you're seeing it here. But, I mean, if they went into the postseason mashing and were the most impressive offensive team in September, I would still be concerned about their offense in October. Fair. And Aaron Judge, because it's just a different animal. So, but you're right. I mean, this is a, you know, deja vu all over again type of situation with them against good pitching. And you just expect at this point that Aaron Judge, unless he shows you that he's going to carry his team offensively in the postseason, he's not going to be the same player in the regular season.
Well, we also went through that with A-Rod, too, until he did carry them in 09.
Barry Bonds, by the way,
for
too.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, before, you know, that he was a miserable postseason player.
No question. But it only takes one, and you just, you know, and you know, Judge did have some big at-bats last postseason. I know if you want to look in totality, it wasn't a great postseason, but did have some big at-bats. It's not like he did nothing last, but you are right. He needs to go out there and have a full stretch of games in October where he bats 400 and puts the team on his back and they win series that they otherwise would not have.
Yes. If the Yankees make the playoffs but don't advance, is that still an Aaron Boone changing of the guard situation?
No. Did they not just sign him to an extension
last year? Yeah.
4 years?
I think if they miss the playoffs.
I don't think so. I really don't.
You think if they miss the playoffs, he's back 2 out of the last 3 years?
Logically, yes. You think Hal Steinbrenner is going to eat that contract?
I mean, it doesn't count against the
balance tax. I know it doesn't. I'm aware. You're still paying a guy for... I think it'll be so loud.
If they miss the playoffs, it'll be so loud that he's got to think about business. at that point.
Yeah, I suppose. I could see it already, though. Well, we didn't have a Garrett Cole for almost the entire season.
Oh, well, that's what's going to happen if they make the playoffs.
And Aaron Judge got hurt in the middle of the year.
And we made the playoffs. We still made the playoffs. And we still, you know, won a game or whatever.
We were in the World Series last year. We did win the pennant.
Yeah.
Like, there are things you can point to. I'm not saying I would do this, but there are things you can point to if you like the manager that you're going to keep him. And Brian Cashman seems to have a lifetime contract. And I'm not one of these guys that thinks Cashman should be fired because he makes a lot of moves that I like, quite frankly. I thought what he did at the trade deadline made sense. Now, might have made a lot of moves, but he was active and he was aggressive and he gave everything the fans wanted him to do, he did. And what has happened? You got guys hurt all over the place, and I'm not making excuses for them. Those are facts. But interesting, if they missed the playoffs, it's funny. I wasn't processing what you said. I actually thought you meant if they went out early in the playoffs. If they missed the playoffs...
That's 2 out of 3 years.
And that would be a complete collapse from where they were with a 5-6-7 game lead atop the AL East in July. Yeah, that would be interesting.
I think he would have to go at that point.
Just don't see him eating the contract.
Yeah, but I mean, you could make a case that if you bring him back, that the fan base is going to be like so annoyed that you might even lose more season ticket subscriptions or something like that, or it's just not going to be the same. Like, I just don't know if you can be so stale and weird. And
that's the word right there, would be stale.
Yeah, I mean, the fans don't like that. Yankee fans would be pissed.